This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 9th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Praise God, Chinese officials released Christian human rights lawyer Wang Quanzhang after more than 4 years in prison. Quanzhang is now in a 14-day quarantine in Shandong Province, 250 miles away from his home in Beijing, according to his wife, Li Wenzhu. Meanwhile, in China, officials are restricting churches from meeting online. Only state-sanctioned organizations can live-stream religious services in China, and multiple pastors report being shut down when they try. Cases of COVID-19 in Africa surpassed 10,000 this week, with over 500 deaths. Dr. Jane Asang, Uganda's health minister, described the country's response to the outbreak spiritually and physically, quoting from 2 Chronicles 7:14.
If all of us in Uganda could fall on our knees and ask for forgiveness, I am very sure that God will hear from heaven, forgive us, and heal our land. So for us in the Ministry of Health, we are combining both. We pray, and we also have scientists to guide us on the response. In any case, the wisdom that the scientists are using is given to them by God. So you cannot delink God from COVID-19, neither can you delink God from the response. He's the ultimate authority in this response.
Officials in Cuba released a homeschooling Christian mother named Adia Exposita Leyva at the end of last month after 11 months in prison for refusing to send her children to the government school. Her husband, Pastor Ramon Regal, remains in prison. The couple was in prison last April for homeschooling their children, which they did to avoid the socialism and atheism promoted in the schools. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont suspended his campaign for president yesterday.
We are now some 300 delegates behind Vice President Biden, and the path toward victory is virtually impossible. I have concluded that this battle for the Democratic nomination will not be successful. And so today, I am announcing the suspension of my campaign. Today, I congratulate Joe Biden, who I will work with to move our progressive ideas forward.
Sanders said he would help former Vice President Biden to run against President Donald Trump. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled Tuesday in favor of a Texas executive order banning most abortions in the state during the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The ruling overturns a lower court decision to block the order. Planned Parenthood sued the state over the order, which deems the killing of unborn babies as non-essential. On March 27th, President Trump signed the $2 trillion Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act into law to keep small businesses and nonprofits afloat during the pandemic. And on Saturday, Jovita Carranza, head of the Small Business Administration, announced that houses of worship and faith-based organizations are eligible for the program without discrimination. He said, quote, "Faith-based organizations have always provided critical social services for people in need, and the Small Business Administration will make clear that these organizations may access this emergency capital." Multiple publishing companies are seeing a rise in the sale of Bibles during the coronavirus outbreak. Jim Jewell, an executive at Tyndale House Publishers, told the Christian Post, quote, "It's not surprising that people turn to the comfort and clarity of the Bible in times of trouble and uncertainty," end quote. The increase in Bible sales coincides with increased Google searches about prayer. Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 13 says, "Then you will call upon me, and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me, when you search for me with all your heart." The University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation created a new model supported by the White House predicting the U.S. will hit the peak of the coronavirus outbreak on April 16th. The group anticipates 3,130 deaths across America on that date. The model suggests that some states may have already experienced the worst, like Colorado, Delaware, Louisiana, Vermont, and Washington. Stocks jumped over 7% on Monday, with hopes of the end of the coronavirus pandemic in sight. However, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, America's largest bank, said Monday that he anticipates a bad recession in 2020 and may suspend the bank's dividend if the economic fallout from the pandemic continues. Psalm 62, verse 10 reminds us, "If riches increase, do not set your heart on them." And finally, Colorado police apologized to a local resident for arresting him on Sunday at a park in front of his 6-year-old daughter for supposedly breaking social distancing rules. Matt Mooney was playing t-ball with his wife and daughter when 3 officers with the Brighton Police Department approached them. Even though the park was closed to only groups of over 4 people, the police still arrested Mooney. On Tuesday, Brighton police apologized to Mooney, saying it was, quote, "evident there was an overreach by police officers," end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.